This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Centrelink now wants to know if you have a housemate. They now have a form asking the question, essentially, are you banging said housemate?
Why do they need to know if I am having relations with my housemate?
That's probably a nicer way to say it. Right there. Gabby, all class. Because often single people get paid more than couples when receiving Centrelink.
Well, yeah. Because it takes into account how much household income you
combined
have.
Combined
income. If you're a couple. But yeah. If you're a single, it's only yours.
So some people, not everyone, but some people were getting Centrelink. They may be living with a de facto, but they'll tick single because they'll get more money.
I'm a single Pringle.
From Centrelink.
I'm not on Centrelink, but I could do that.
Centrelink has brought out a form, and this is what you'd be facing if you did do it. And I'm just going to read. These are the questions on the legit Centrelink
form.
This is a government form. You know how all government forms have the same boring-ass font?
And the same head letter.
Same.
Letterhead, even.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have a sexual relationship with your housemate?
Whoa!
And you have to tick
straight
no
to the point!
Or yes? Well, that's actually question 36. So they warm up to it. There's other questions before this about your relationship with the person you live with.
They butter you up before just boom.
Totally. Question 37. Have you ever had a sexual relationship with your housemate?
What does that matter? Just because we accidentally banged on Friday night doesn't mean we're sharing money.
Question 38. Are you and your housemate free to form a sexual relationship with other people? Is this a lot?
That's a lot.
It's a government form. They then go on, and again, this is to prove that you are either in a relationship or single. They ask questions about your bathroom habits. So back to question number 33 now. Do you and your housemate use the same bathroom?
Mm.
Give details on how you and your housemate access a bathroom.
Oh.
And give details on your bathroom sharing arrangements. This is so
that's
weird.
An interesting one, because if you share a bathroom at different points in time of the day, I don't see a problem with it. If you're comfortable being in the bathroom while your housemate is on the toilet, then you're definitely a couple. You're definitely a couple.
Well, I don't know.
You're sharing money all of a
put
sudden.
A hole in that theory, mate. My wife won't go anywhere near the bathroom when I'm dropping a number two off. Don't you worry about that. The Hit Breakfast Show.